On Mondays, the Business Report focuses on technology, and today we'll find out about something new in the technology of making music. We start out with a bass line. That was recorded by musician John Dragonetti in his home studio. Then he put it up on a website called jamglue.com. Then, somewhere out in cyberspace, another musician who'd never met Mr. Dragonetti came along, heard that bass line, and posted an electric guitar track to the same site. So now two things are happening at once, and then a singer, Blake Hazard, also out in cyberspace, wrote some vocals and recorded them on that site.
When will I learn? It's not your fault.
And she's the one who then put all these elements together into a song, which is called Peace and Hate. And there you go, a song by a band whose members have never seen each other. The song lives on the site now. And anybody who fancies themselves a musician can go in, press a remix button, and add their own tracks or make their own version out of the same parts. Jamglue.com is one of half a dozen new sites where musicians can meet and compose and play together. And we learned more about it from Wired news writer Elliot Van Buskirk.
We've already seen this stage where people are consuming music over the internet in a whole new way. And what we haven't seen very much of is people creating music in a new way using the internet. And that's what this is all about. You can literally plug a guitar into your computer and start playing with somebody in another city in real time or, in a more serious studio session kind of way where you each lay down tracks individually and create a finished product.
So you're in New York as we speak. I'm in Washington, D.C. This means that I could start playing guitar if I had any competence at all, and you could start singing at the same time, and it would all be recorded on this website somewhere metaphorically in between us.
Exactly, for the whole world to hear.
And in fact, some guy in Kenya could throw in his drum playing if he would like to do that.
Exactly, and that's what I think is so astounding about this.
Is it also possible that after we three in Washington, New York, and Kenya put together our recording all at the same time, it remains on the website, and maybe 3 days from now, somebody in South Korea discovers this and adds his trombone sound to the same recording?
That's the idea. I mean, some of these tracks have as many as 5 people or more participating.
Well, let's give a listen to a song that was created this way. It's called 9 Years Old.
9 years old, second row, Mrs. Crandall teaching us some math, sometimes just before the morning.
We have harmony.
I get a sudden sadness in my bones.
Where's American Idol when you need them?
Oh, they're working on that next, probably.
The people singing in harmony there were in completely different cities, I assume.
Different cities, different times. The guy who wrote that,
Kevin Maney, that's his name, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. He's an amateur musician, and he laid down the guitar track and his vocal track and put it up on the site. And the next thing you know, there's this beautiful female harmony line that just becomes interspersed with that just by virtue of him putting it on the site.
That I never see him again.
And suddenly the song has a whole new resonance.
Sometimes just before the morning light.
You a musician?
Well, I pretend to be.
You ever done this?
I have, in fact. I went on a site called E-Jamming, which lets you actually play live with other people. So I go on there, and I just start laying down a bass line, you know, whatever came into my head. And the guy on the other end, I don't even know where he was. He's playing guitar, and he lays down this guitar line that's the exact guitar solo from the Beatles' Let It Be. And I hadn't realized that that was the chord structure that I was playing on the bass line. So it was one of those classic moments that you get in a rehearsal space, you know, when you're actually with somebody in real life, bouncing ideas off of each other.
Well, let me ask about that difference, particularly since you mentioned the Beatles. There's a great songwriting group. How can that possibly happen over great distances when you've never even met the other guy?
As the next generation of musicians comes up with these sites where they can collaborate with each other, hopefully more Johns will meet more Pauls.
And is anybody making money off of this?
Well, I think there's a lot of potential for these sites to become sort of a next-generation record label because they're in the position to figure out which of the tracks their users create are the best. They know where to find these users, and they have an audience for them.
Are there talent scouts, A&R men, I guess they're called, for the traditional record industry who are scouting these sites?
I would not be surprised at all.
Well, Mr. Van Buskirk, thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Elliot Van Buskirk writes about music for Wired News, and you can try your hand at remixing 9 Years Old and Peace and Hate via links at npr.org.